Now, despite concerns about what the planet might look like, the future holds really unlimited possibilities when it comes to how technology will change the everyday things we do. Do you remember the banking passbooks that you used to have as a kid? And you would queue for ages waiting for a bank teller to serve you. Well, those days are long gone thanks to ATMs and FPOS machines and online banking and apps. You can now just even use your phone to move money around. But as I heard today, the ANZ is actually looking into investing around $1.5 billion into new technologies, technologies like retina scanning and fingerprint identification so that you can do your banking. This afternoon, Morris Mizalowski joins us. He's a business and technology futurist. Morris, hello.
Hello to you.
Welcome back to Afternoon.
Good to be back.
So let's transfer ourselves into the future. How are we going to bank?
We're going to bank very differently, I think, from the way we did before. As you said in your intro, when I grew up, we had passbooks and we even had little boxes we were given at school to collect money in. What we're going to see, not too distant future, is that we're going to do away almost entirely with physical branches, and they'll become places we go to for conversations where we might want a loan or something deeper. But our day-to-day transactions will be done pretty much through our mobile telephone.
Yeah, well, they are quite a bit now, aren't they? You can transfer money, you can pay your bills, you can do all of that on your phone. But will you actually be able to get cash out? Or?
Well, it's an interesting question of whether we will need cash much into the future. I think we're going into a less cash society rather than a cashless society. And already increasingly there are less bank notes and coins around in circulation than there ever was before. Most of the transactions we will do will be a simple transfer through mobile phone from person to person or person to institution, or the continuation of online banking or a whole lot of other things. I don't think we'll get to a point, in fact I know we won't get to a point where we will be able to take money out from our mobile phone, but we'll be able to get pretty close to it, because already we can use our mobile phone, not in Australia but overseas, to make an ATM aware that we're about to come up to it, do our transaction, and then when our phone gets close to the ATM and it does its little electronic handshake to make sure it knows who we are, it spits out the money that we asked for and we keep walking.
For you, I just think all of this technology, and you're talking numbers and digits, there's room for error there, and I don't want anyone making errors with my money. It's too precious.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's always room for error, but when technology is involved, as long as everything's done as it should be and there's no third party that shouldn't be there, normally things work out well. You know, if you key in the right number, then the computer only hears the number that you've keyed in and it'll spit that number out and give you that number of coins or notes. So it should in fact make it more accurate rather than less.
What about this retina scanning? How are they going to use that?
Yeah, so what we're talking about is when you will walk up to your ATM machine, what you'll do is simply look at it, you know, that you'll be told where to look, you'll look at it, it'll take a picture of your eye, and it will then compare it to a previous picture of your eye that it has of you, and if the two match up, it'll then allow you into the ATM and you'll be able to transact. We already have these kinds of things because they're on our passports, and they have been for the last couple of years, where you just walk up to the electronic gate with your passport, you put it in, recognises who you are and does a similar thing for you and lets you in or out of the country.
So it's really more about identification of the person rather than it is, and then that will link you to your bank account.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all concerned, as we should be, about our numbers that we have to remember to be able to punch into the ATM. Has somebody seen us do that? There are all sorts of things that can go wrong when we have to remember a word or a number. But we know that our retinas and other ways that we might be able to do it too, a handprint for instance, might be able to take a picture of your face, but these things are one-offs. They're just you. They're just beautiful you. So nobody else has that. So what the computer's saying is you're unique, your face or whatever it's using, your eye is unique, therefore this must be you and we'll let you in to do what you want to do.
So the news today that the ANZ will invest around $1.5 billion into these new technologies, why would it be advantageous for them to do that? We're talking about really at the end of the day not having tellers and not having to pay wages?
I think in some way it's definitely moving towards them. A very rough rule of thumb is if you're going to start up a new branch, it's going to cost you about a $2 million investment. An ATM is about a $100,000 investment. Again, really rough figures. But this kind of technology, once it's built, can be deployed to thousands, millions, tens of millions of people at no additional cost. And the other thing that's changed significantly is with this kind of technology, not the ATMs, but the mobile phones and things that retina will be attached to in the not-too-distant future, is that you actually own the banking equipment. The bank doesn't need to provide it anymore. They don't need to give you an ATM or a branch. It's actually your mobile phone. So in that way, they're saving a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to put the infrastructure into place, all that stuff in the digital world, and say, well, here it is, use it as much as you want, you've got your own devices, it's yours.
Morris, thank you.
A pleasure as always.
Transferring us once again into the future, Morris Mizalowski, a futurist here on Afternoon, so a particular futurist on business and technology.